Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, May 3rd, 2018. We have 24 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have north winds 5 to 10 knots moving around to the west during the morning as a weather system kind of moves through that marine layer that Gordon McCraw was talking about earlier. Wind waves from the west 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells 5 feet at 12 seconds. Patchy fog early in the morning. And today we're going to be talking more later on about two very common cargoes on the Columbia River, the ash cargoes, soda ash and potash. What are they used for? Why is there so much of that on the river? We see that almost every day on some ship is carrying one or the other of those cargoes. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 5 inbounders. We have 9 in the Astoria Anchorage, 4 in the Rice Island Anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria, 6 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Ultra Cougar. She's arriving from China, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She's a wheat ship. She's arriving there at 7:30 a.m., and eventually she will head upriver to pick up wheat for export. Lots and lots of wheat goes out of the Columbia every year. The Pelican State is a tanker. She's a petroleum tanker arriving from Ferndale, headed for Portland. She is actually a U.S.-flagged vessel. That's unusual for a cargo ship coming in here. She's coming from a Chevron facility in down the coast, and I'm wondering if maybe she might be, she's probably contracted by Chevron or might even be owned by Chevron. So this is unusual to see a ship that has a U.S. flag. Most of the vessels that we see here in the river are foreign flag vessels. So she'll pass Astoria around 12:30 p.m. and arrive in the Portland area probably by about 6:30 this evening. The New Confidence arrives from South Korea, headed for the Rice Island Anchorage. She'll be there by about 4:30 p.m. You probably see her gliding past the Astoria waterfront with her anchor hanging just below the above the water out of one of those openings in the bow that are called hawse pipes. You'll see a big chain hanging down with an anchor. And so they get the anchor ready as they're coming in upriver from the ocean, and then they glide to a stop in the anchorage and drop their anchor. It's a very carefully orchestrated thing, and you can see you can tell the ships that are coming into the anchorage because they start slowing down even before they go under the Astoria Megler Bridge. But the ones that are continuing upriver tend to just keep up their speed, but the anchoring ones start slowing down because they're essentially trying to glide to a stop there as they enter the anchorage. The Mary Lockie is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She'll be there by about 5:30 p.m. The IVS North Berwick is arriving from China, headed for the Crims Island Anchorage. That is upriver a little bit before Longview. That's one of the a couple of federally or at least state-licensed anchorages. They are official anyway, official designated anchorages for ships, probably naturally deep areas on the river where ships can wait. And so you'll see ships. And you can see those Crims Island, when there are vessels anchored there, I think you can see them from the Washington side of the river as you drive between, say, Megler and Longview. So she's going upriver eventually to pick up wheat, but she's going to be passing Astoria around 9:30 p.m. and probably arriving in the Crims Island area by about 12:30 a.m. on Friday. In the Astoria Anchorage, the Navigate Spark is headed for Port Westward. She's a tanker. She's headed there for ethanol, and she'll be leaving around 2:30 a.m. from the anchorage and arriving at Port Westward by about 4:30 this morning. So that happened overnight, that transit from there, from our Astoria Anchorage to Port Westward, which is in Clatskanie. The Star Helena is headed for Kalama to pick up corn, soy, or wheat from the Astoria Anchorage. She left about 6 a.m., probably arriving in Kalama by about 11 this morning. The Diamond Stars is headed from the Astoria Anchorage to the Rainier Anchorage. Sometimes ships move from one anchorage to another to better position themselves to get their cargoes, and she is going to be picking up wheat upriver. So she will be leaving around 11 a.m. and arriving in Rainier by about 2:30 p.m. That leaves the Bargara, the Belo Horizonte, the Raraca, the Star Crimson, the Sanya, and the although those ships are awaiting orders, they're anchored offshore. And at the port of Astoria, the Daiwan Brave remains there at the port at Pier 1 loading logs. In the Rice Island Anchorage, the Medi Baltimore is headed for Longview to pick up wheat today, leaving around 3 p.m. Could see her in Longview by about 6:30. And that leaves the Southgate, the Prabhu Yuvika, and the Pan Solar awaiting orders. So there still are a lot of ships off the Astoria in the Astoria area that you can see if you take a look, get up on the hill and take a look upriver. In our outbounders, the Ocean Jorf is headed out of Vancouver today with weed on board around 9 a.m. She'll pass Astoria around 3 p.m. And the Lido is leaving Kalama, corn, soy, or weed on board, leaving around 10 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 5 p.m. And so I'm going to stop here for time purposes, but I'm going to put the ship schedule up on the Ship Report website at shipreport.net this afternoon. So if you want to take a look at those outbound ships later in the day, you can see them there. A little bit about the marine conditions around the region. On the Columbia River Bar, we've got combined seas around 5 feet. The max ebb current times are happening, one around 7:30 a.m. and one around 8 p.m. today. So that's the time to be very, very careful, or just plain stay off the Columbia River Bar. A little bit about tides. I talked about that earlier in the program, but I'll say this again. If you're going out to our ocean beaches today, low tide around 10 a.m., high tide around 4:30 p.m., and low tide again around 10 p.m., and tides happen about an hour later in Astoria than they do on ocean beaches. But for people on our ocean beaches, there are certain places like Hug Point where you can get stranded by the tides. So this is why it's really important to always check the tides for your area before you head to the beach to avoid getting stranded by rising water. Now, tides happen at different times in different places. How do you find this out? Well, there's an app for that if you have a smartphone. Otherwise, check online at saltwatertides.com. And let's talk a little bit about cargo. Soda ash, potash, we don't happen to have any on the river today. But I would say in an average week, there's at least one or two ships that have soda ash or potash on board. And so I thought I'd talk a little bit about, haven't done this in a long time. It's been a number of years since I've talked about cargo on the Ship Report. So I thought I'd talk a little bit about the what I sort of call broadly the ash cargoes, soda ash and potash. So potash and soda ash are industrial minerals, and they are, you know, the Columbia River is a big exporter of raw materials, and we have a lot of mineral, bulk mineral cargoes going out of the river, and among those are potash and soda ash. Now, these two commodities are used to make fertilizers, glass, chemicals, and other materials that are used throughout manufacturing industries, so they are very widely used worldwide. Soda ash especially, you may have heard me say, is actually considered an economic indicator of the health of the global economy. When there's a lot of soda ash being traded and moved around, that says the manufacturing is doing well and generally the, you know, things are humming along in the world's economy. When the recession hit in 2008, soda ash ground to a halt here on the Columbia. We didn't see any ships going out for a while there with soda ash on board. And then as things improved, the soda ash started moving again. Now, potash is used primarily as an agricultural fertilizer because it is a source for soluble potassium. So potash is a kind of a broad term for a variety of mined and manufactured salts that all contain the element potassium in water-soluble form. So this potash originally got its name because it was recovered from iron pots from leaching wood ashes with water. So it was actually originally rendered from ash from burning wood, but now it's mined and manufactured as well. Now, soda ash is the trade name for sodium carbonate, a chemical refined from the mineral trona, it can be manufactured or it can be mined. Now, soda ash is mined in Wyoming. It's also mined widely in Turkey, but in the United States, it's mined in Wyoming. Potash in New Mexico and Utah. And so that gives you a little bit of an idea of where these things come from that go out on the ships to places all around the world. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.